Well, let me begin with a little music, okay? Food, glorious food, hot sausage and mustard. Anybody know where that's from? Oliver, the musical, right? Well, today our readings are all about food, so I thought I'd introduce it that way. And I also want to say thank you to God for the gift of chocolate. Now, you know that cocoa pods grow in trees, right? It's a fruit then. So eat as much as you can. And also I want to say thanks for the fact that dark chocolate doesn't have cholesterol. So lots of things to be grateful for. And we all know that food is an essential element to live a healthy life. We need good food. And our readings talk about that. Jesus fed the 4,000 men plus probably a couple thousand more women and children with just a few loaves and fish. So he was very aware of the physical needs of people to be nourished. And he was also obviously even more aware of the need for spiritual nourishment. Now we're told by Paul that persecution, warfare, famine cannot separate us from the love of God. So even if we don't have physical food, we still have the love of God in our lives. So we need to remember that. And Jesus also says when he is tempted by Satan, man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So we got two types of nourishment of food. We have the physical food, which nourishes our bodies so that we can be strong in order to do the work of God. And even more importantly, we have that spiritual nourishment that comes from God and from God alone so that we can be strong as disciples of the Lord, faith-filled people that are willing to grow in our faith and take it out into the world. So God, again, is always there with us. Now, the question is, what are we doing to make sure that we are not only physically healthy, but spiritual healthy? Are we eating the right kind of foods for just physical health? Or are we overindulging in certain things because we have to care for our bodies so that we can be strong in our faith? And the same with our spiritual lives. Are we eating the foods, the spiritual foods that God gives us so that we can be strong in our faith? And what are those spiritual foods? Well, first and foremost, we have the sacraments. And in particular, this sacrament of the Mass, the Eucharist that we're celebrating right now, where we are fed, as we are in all of the sacraments, with the very real presence of God. So in this sacrament, we have the Word of God that is proclaimed. That's Christ's voice that comes to us, and it nourishes us because it is God's voice. It is the Word of God. We need to hear it. We take it in. It helps build us up spiritually so that we can be strong. And of course, we actually consume physically the very body and blood of God, his flesh and his blood. And that is real food for the body, but also for our spirit, so that we can become more and more like Christ in order to continue the work that Christ gives us. So do we take advantage every week of this sacrament, which we're obliged to celebrate every week as Catholics? And why isn't this church packed? Because people either don't understand fully what the Eucharist is all about, or they've chosen not to partake of this perfect nourishment that God gives us. And God doesn't have to do that, but he does it for us so that we can be strong in our faith. So that despite wars and persecutions and famines, we're not going to crumble, but rather we're going to be strong and continue to live the faith that Christ gives us. We have the Bible, the Word of God that nourishes us. We hear it proclaimed as we celebrate the sacraments. We all have Bibles, hopefully, that we can open up so that we can be nourished spiritually by the Word of God. We have all types of prayer that we can choose, whether it's the Rosary, Adoration, Lectio Divina, which is taking the Scriptures and prayerfully reading them, Again, do we do those things? Do we take advantage of those opportunities for spiritual nourishment so that we can be strong in our faith? Do we take the time to pray? Do we take the time to grow closer to Christ, to create good habits in our spiritual lives so that we can continue to grow? And so when times become difficult, that good habit that we've created keeps going. We automatically do it because we have consciously developed it in our lives. Do we do that? And again, all these spiritual gifts are for us so that we can be strong in our faith, so that we can know the peace of Christ, the joy of God, so that we can be strong no matter what happens. But it's not just for us. It's also for the sake of the world. You know, think of yourselves as providing nourishment to everyone else in the world. We are nourished by Christ, and in turn, we are called to go forth and nourish other people with the Word of God, with our faith, not to keep it to ourselves. And are we doing that? Are we nourishing other people? Would other people know that we're Catholics, that we believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that we believe that God so loved us that He became a human being, suffered and died and rose from the dead so that we could be free from the power, the fear of sin and death, and live our lives fully and completely in the name of Jesus Christ? Would people know that? Do we actually talk about our faith? Because that's the most important way in which we go forth and nourish other people. It doesn't come through the airways. It doesn't come through osmosis. If we don't speak about our faith, people will not hear. They will not be nourished. So just as Christ nourishes us so that we can be strong in our faith with the sacraments, with the scriptures, with prayer, so we are called to take that nourishment into our bodies, into our hearts, into our minds, to let it grow there, and then to go out and share that nourishment with other people, to feed other people. Not to expect someone else to do it, but to take it upon ourselves as our commission from Christ to go forth and to provide holy nourishment to other people. And think of when you go to the grocery store, don't you look at the fruits and the vegetables and the meats to make sure they're good quality? Well, same when we go forth into the world. We want to make sure we have this good quality spiritual nourishment that we're working on every day so that in turn we can give other people the best of spiritual nourishment. So food, physical food, very important in our lives. We need to take care of our physical bodies so that we can be strong physically, but also so we can be strong physically to accept the blessings that God gives us, the nourishment that God gives us spiritually, so we can grow as His disciples. And a disciple is not one who just does the minimum amount of work, but always looks for more opportunities to go forth, because Jesus does send us forth, to go forth and proclaim the gospel, to nourish other people in their faith journey, to walk with them, to provide them with whatever they need in order to hear the Word of God and come to faith. And there are plenty of people dying every day who have never heard the gospel proclaimed to them. And if we don't proclaim it to them, who's going to proclaim it? That's our commission from Christ, to go forth and proclaim the good news in word and deed, to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and to let other people who live in darkness and despair know that if they want to grow spiritually, if they want to move away from darkness, despair, if they want to move away from fear and anxiety, this is where they will get that nourishment to do so. But we have to go out and bring people in, invite people to be nourished just as we are nourished each and every day. So if we really are grateful for what God has done for us and what He continues to do for us, I can't think of a better way of thanking God than by going out into the world and sharing what we have been given with other people, especially those who have not heard the Word of God proclaimed to them. So as you go forth, you know, take a little stock of where you are in your spiritual journey. Are you taking advantage of all the opportunities to be nourished spiritually by Christ? Are you growing in your faith? And then what are you doing to take that faith out into the world? To realize that we all have the obligation to nourish other people, to take our faith to them, to feed them with the Word of God, so that they too can be holy and strong and bold in living the life that Christ calls us to do. So that's our call, to constantly see where we are in our growth as Christians, as disciples, to be nourished by the many gifts God gives us, and then to take them out into the world and to nourish other people with the faith, the Word of God, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life.